2 weeks ago, I argued that too much attention was being paid to the abortion issue in the current gubernatorial campaign. Among other things, I said, the governor of Michigan does not make abortion policy and really can't do anything about abortion, even if he or she wants to. My reasons for that were simple. Women have had an essential right to terminate a pregnancy, especially in its earliest stages, since the U.S. Supreme Court ruling in Roe v. Wade in 1973. No state or even national law can overturn that. Several attempts to do so have been ruled unconstitutional. The only way that ruling can be changed is by another U.S. Supreme Court decision or a constitutional amendment. As a result, I suggested that abortion policy has no place in the current gubernatorial debate. Michigan has vast economic problems, and we've had long-standing issues over the fact that our state government isn't working very well. Additionally, now that all the federal stimulus money is gone, the state is facing the mother of all deficit crises next year. My point was that these are issues that our next governor and next legislature can do something about and should be focusing on. However, several listeners have said I was incorrect when I said that there's nothing a governor can do about the abortion issue. And, in fact, my critics are right. No state can directly prohibit abortion. But lawmakers in Michigan, as well as across the nation, are constantly trying to test the margins of Roe v. Wade in one way or another. For example, the Michigan Senate passed a bill last week requiring doctors to first give any woman who wants an abortion the most advanced ultrasound picture of the fetus possible. They're hoping that when the woman sees an image that looks like a baby, she'll change her mind and not have an abortion. Planned Parenthood opposes this. They think this is intruding politics into a medical procedure. But many opponents of abortion think the procedure is state-sanctioned murder and that they have a religious and moral duty to try and stop it or at least limit it as far as possible. They know that today's U.S. Supreme Court is a different set of justices than the ones who decided Roe and that many are more conservative on social issues. They're hoping to get some case before the court that will give them an opportunity to overturn that decision. And that could happen sometime. Though, as a principle of jurisprudence, the Supreme Court has always been reluctant to overturn any of their previous decisions, especially one that recent. Still, abortion opponents have every right to try to make that happen or to try for a constitutional amendment outlawing abortion. However, that's not what those elected to run Michigan's government should be focusing on. Nor is there any reason to think that either of the major candidates is out to change abortion policy, despite some misleading TV commercials. Abortion is an important societal issue, but not one that belongs in the governor's race this year. The candidates need to talk about ways Michigan can balance its books, educate its children, maintain its infrastructure, and attract jobs. That, after all, is what state government is for.